The 2010 budget has taken centre stage in political discussions after Tuesday's surprise retreat from early elections. The caretaker Prime Minister Jan Fischer has said he'll only stay on until elections in the middle of next year if politicians agree a 2010 budget where the deficit is, as we've just heard, kept below 170 billion Czech crowns, or around 5% of gross domestic product. A package of tax increases and spending cuts aimed at doing just that was put forward by Finance Minister Eduard Janota before the summer, but the leaders of the two main political parties refused to discuss it then, ahead of the expected election. So with the election scuppered and Prime Minister Fischer staking his government's future on acceptance of the Finance Minister's budget package, Chris Johnston asked Patria Finance Chief Economist David Marek whether it now stands a chance of being waved through, and what are the risks if it's not.
Despite political turmoils we saw last days, I guess that now chances to pass state budget proposal for next year is higher than before, because now there is more space, more time to discuss a proposal prepared by Mr. Janota, and I guess that maybe it's an advantage that this proposal is prepared by caretaker government, so there is no direct obligation of political parties to say that it's their work and that's their responsibility for it. Now it's responsibility of caretaker government.
And if the politicians are difficult about the level of cuts or tax increases, at what level of budget deficit does international investor confidence start to slip in the Czech Republic?
It's hard to say. We can see that even developed countries can increase their deficits to 10-12% of GDP without any consequences in terms of ratings cuts or worse outlook for credit rating. Now we are facing a deficit higher than 5% of GDP. Next year, without any changes, it can be about 6% of GDP. I guess that if economic situation should improve, then it can be sustainable, and it can cannot have a negative impact on the Czech Republic's rating. In case of W-shape recovery with a possible return of recession next year, maybe in 2011, then we are facing much a higher risk of further deterioration of our fiscal situation with implications for rating.
And if the international investors start to get frightened about the Czech situation, what would this mean in concrete terms? How would the country pay, and how would it affect normal citizens?
Interest rates could increase, interest rates not only for state debt, but also for investment projects and household debt as well. That is something that could slow down expected recovery of the Czech economy.
And some people are talking about, if politicians don't make progress and seal a deal on this, some people are talking about worries that the Czech Republic could end up like Hungary with a really big budget deficit problem and debt problem. How worried are you about that?
So far, I think that it's not a problem for next month, but it's true that in case of another one big financial crisis or recession, we can hit the wall in the same manner as Latvia or Lithuania and Hungary. So it's up to us to prepare for future crises that can be expected in some time, and now we are not prepared enough to survive without damage.
And that was David Marek from Patria Finance on the fate of the 2010 budget.